Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnarled Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, David M. Jordan's FDR, Dewey. And the Election of 1944 is a work of American political history that examines one of the most consequential and often underappreciated presidential elections of the 20th century. Rather than treating Franklin D. Roosevelt's fourth-term victory as a foregone conclusion, the book shows how uncertain the race actually was. From the competing Republican contenders to the final campaign dynamics against wartime pressures, Jordan focuses on the strategic choices made by the major parties, the role of polling, and the political meaning of a nation at war while choosing a president. The book is both narrative and analytical, presenting the election as a contest shaped by personalities, party organization, public mood, and larger questions about leadership in wartime. Its purpose is to restore attention to an election overshadowed by the Second World War, Roosevelt's declining health, and the transition to the Truman era. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 1944 election was not a foregone conclusion. One of the book's central claims is that Roosevelt's fourth-term victory should not be treated as inevitable. Jordan uses the 1944 race to challenge the popular memory that FDR simply sailed to re-election because of wartime popularity and incumbency. The account highlights how close the contest may have been in key states, and how pollsters, especially George Gallup, saw enough movement in public opinion to make a Republican upset conceivable. This matters because it changes the interpretation of the election from a ceremonial confirmation of an already dominant president into a genuine national decision under conditions of uncertainty. By stressing contingency, Jordan shows how elections can appear settled only after they are over. That perspective also helps explain why campaign strategy, ticket selection, and state-by-state coalition building mattered so much, even in a year dominated by war and a popular incumbent. The book thus restores tension to an election that is often flattened into a historical footnote. Secondly, the Republican nomination process shaped the entire contest. Jordan devotes substantial attention to the Republican side of the race, especially the struggle over who would challenge Roosevelt. The nomination was not merely a procedural prelude, but a crucial stage in determining the party's message, identity, and electoral reach. Thomas E. Dewey emerged as the eventual nominee after competition with figures such as Wendell Willkie and others, and the book treats that process as a serious political battle rather than an obscure convention story. This focus is important because the Republican choice influenced how the party would present itself to voters in wartime, whether as a sharp alternative to the New Dealer, as a more moderate reform-minded opposition. The book also shows that vice presidential selection, especially the Bricker choice, formed part of the broader effort to build a balanced and credible ticket. In this way, Jordan makes clear that elections are often decided long before the general election vote, through candidate filtering, factional bargaining, and strategic positioning within the party. Thirdly, wartime messaging defined the campaign on both sides. The book presents the 1944 campaign as a contest shaped by how each party framed the war and the future. Democrats relied on the familiar argument not to change horses in midstream, linking Roosevelt to continuity, stability, and victory. Republicans countered that the war would be won quicker with Dewey and Bricker, trying to turn wartime concern into a case for change. Jordan's treatment shows that neither side was campaigning in a normal domestic election. The war made leadership style, military judgment, and post-war planning central issues. Voters were being asked to evaluate not only past performance, but also who could best guide the country through the end of the conflict and into peace. This framing gives the book analytical depth because it explains why slogans, speeches, and candidate image carried unusual weight. It also shows how wartime politics can compress ordinary partisan debate into questions of competence and trust. The campaign becomes a study in how political rhetoric adapts when national survival is part of the background. Fourthly, political drama emerges through party organization and campaign tactics. Jordan's narrative is especially strong in depicting the election as a living political drama driven by organization, maneuvering, and tactical adaptation. The book emphasizes insider accounts of party politics, campaign planning, and the day-to-day effort to shape voter perceptions. Rather than treating the election as a simple clash of platforms, it shows how candidates and advisors manage timing, messaging, and coalition building. Under intense pressure, this approach reveals the practical mechanics of presidential politics, who gets nominated, how a ticket is marketed, and how parties respond when momentum shifts. The book's attention to the Republican effort to construct a plausible alternative to Roosevelt and the Democratic effort to preserve confidence in incumbency makes the campaign feel contingent and strategic. That is one of its major strengths. It demonstrates that election outcomes depend not only on broad public attitudes, but also on organizational discipline and message control. The result is a book that explains political competition as a process, not just an event. Lastly, the book restores an overlooked election to historical importance. A major value of Jordan's book is historiographical. It argues that the election of 1944 deserves far more attention than it usually receives. Because the war, Roosevelt's health, his death in 1945, and Truman's rise dominate the larger historical memory, the election itself is often compressed into a brief mention. Jordan pushes against that neglect by showing that the campaign raises enduring questions about democratic choice in wartime, the politics of incumbency, and the relationship between military crisis and domestic governance. The book's relevance, therefore, extends beyond election history. It helps readers understand how Americans weighed continuity against change when the stakes seemed existential. It also illustrates how major political transitions are often foreshadowed before they are widely recognized. By placing the 1944 election back into focus, Jordan offers readers a fuller picture of the Roosevelt years and the political foundations of the post-war era that makes the book especially useful for readers interested in presidential history, campaign politics, and the wartime American state. In conclusion, this book will be most valuable to readers interested in U.S. presidential history, wartime politics, the Roosevelt administration, and the mechanics of national campaigns. It offers a clear benefit for students and general readers alike. It turns a commonly oversimplified election into a detailed case study of uncertainty, party strategy, and political judgment under wartime conditions. Readers who want more than a standard victory narrative will appreciate how Jordan reconstructs the Republican nomination battle, the campaign rhetoric, and the polling context that made the outcome less predictable than memory suggests. What makes the book stand out in its category is its emphasis on the election as an active political struggle rather than a fixed historical endpoint. Many books about Roosevelt focus on his presidency broadly or on the war itself. This one narrows the lens to a single election and shows why it mattered on its own terms. For anyone trying to understand how leadership, public opinion, and national crisis intersect in American democracy, it is a strong and informative choice. If you would like to support David M. Jordan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.